Welcome back to Considerations from the Capital from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell. As always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good afternoon, Father.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Today's Monday of the third week of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." Father.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, today we continue to walk through the Eucharistic discourse, and these people are following Jesus because they want another free meal. And Jesus, it's pretty amazing how Jesus doesn't always say yes to our request, even though modern society thinks Jesus is supposed to always affirm us and give us what we want because he's like Mr. Rogers. No, Jesus is God, and he knows what's best for our salvation. And he tells these people when they finally find him, they say, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." All right, let's just stop there. There's a lot to unpack in that particular sentence. When I read this morning, I thought, how many times in my life have I wasted hours upon hours on earthly things that just didn't quickly? Or how much do I worry more about my health more than my soul? How much do we worry more about our work than the work of eternal salvation? Jesus says, do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. What is the food for eternal life? Well, we'll see. Firstly, before we get to the Eucharist, it's doing God's will. That's the food that lasts forever, is doing God's will. And so are we asking, even in prayer, for perishable food, or are we asking for eternal life? Are we asking what's for best of us, what is best for us spiritually? Are we asking for things that will last eternally? What's the only thing that will last eternally? Well, it's our soul and ultimately our body after it perishes. And hopefully, it will be one day united with us eternally forever with God in heaven. But the only thing that will last forever is our love for God and also eternal life. So even today, ask yourself this question, because you're probably listening to this on the way home. How much was today wasted on perishable food? And I think it's kind of providential this podcast came late in the day, because as you're driving home, how much did you pray today? Did you stop and think about God once? Did you pray a rosary to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament? Did you invoke did you ask your guardian angel's help? No, probably not. All right. Work for food that lasts for eternal life. And if you did a terrible job today, do a better job tomorrow. God bless.